this week has seen an ambush of tiger stories. Roy Horn of Siegfried & Roy remains in critical condition after being mauled by a tiger during a performance last weekend. A New York cab driver was bitten by one he had raised from a cub in his apartment in Harlem. And Friday, a tiger that may have been part of an exotic animal smuggling ring was found in a cramped cage outside of Sioux City, Iowa. Tippi Hedren joins us now. She's perhaps best known as Alfred Hitchcock's favorite blonde in peril, appearing in The Birds and Marnie. Today, she's president of the Rohr Foundation, which maintains the Shambhala Preserve in Acton, California. It's a 40-acre refuge for big cats, including lions, tigers, and panthers that have been mistreated, abandoned, or confiscated from private homes. Ms. Hedren, thanks for being with us.
Well, I'm delighted to speak with you today, Scott. Thank you.
Roy Horn has apparently said through Siegfried that he doesn't consider what happened to him an attack, that he's convinced the tiger was trying to carry him off to safety. Does that strike you as sensible?
Well, the one thing that I've learned is that there isn't any way that we can understand what they're thinking or saying to each other. On some levels, you can understand their body postures. You can understand their vocal signs. However, I don't ever take them for granted. I don't any longer go up and coochie-coo to them.
So even a friendly gesture from an animal of this size can sometimes have deleterious consequences.
Oh, sure it can, because they are very playful, but they can also be very, very dangerous. I really kind of look at all animals as being people. Some days they have a headache. Sometimes, personality-wise, they're not nice. Some of them are very sweet.
Where do the animals come from who are now on the Shambhala Preserve?
They come from private citizens who finally wise up and say, I really can't handle this lion or tiger or leopard. They come from Department of Agriculture, different SPCAs around the country, humane societies.
Are tigers smuggled in? Are they bred in?
They're bred right here in the United States. You can't bring animals in haphazardly, but it is not difficult to buy a little lion or a tiger cub. There's only about 18 states that have stringent laws and 34 states that have laws at all. In the Midwest, there are very few states that have any laws whatsoever. This is the area that a lot of these animals are being bred and sold as pets.
Have you ever talked to people who've come to your preserve with an animal that's grown too large and talked to them about what they were thinking when they brought that tiger into their homes?
Yes, many, many times they were literally say, I didn't realize what I was getting into. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing is that they learn about these animals, not only how beautiful they are, but how volatile they are.
Ms. Hedren, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on today.
Tippi Hedren, president of the Rohr Foundation, joining us from the Shambhala Preserve in Southern California.